Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. In the nation's capital, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A federal appeals court says 45 assault weapons banned by a Maryland law, quote, are not protected by the Second Amendment. And with that, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond upheld Maryland's 2013 law banning those weapons and limiting the size of a magazine to 10 rounds. The court said, quote, put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to weapons of war. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch praised the ruling. As a lawmaker, he led the push to pass that law in 2013 after the Sandy Hook school massacre. Millions of people living in the U.S. illegally could face deportation now, including those simply arrested for traffic violations. The Trump administration has announced a sweeping revision of enforcement policies. It's the latest effort by the president to follow through on campaign promises to strictly enforce immigration laws. This unseasonably warm winter comes with an upside and a downside.
One possible advantage is seeing those cherry blossoms a little earlier.
Say for a real deep freeze or some snow, I would say we're probably looking at earlier than the average.
The average being around April 4th, National Park spokesman Mike Litter says.
The earliest I remember, 2014, they were out, I think March 22nd. They were come and gone before the festival even started.
And we may give that data run for its money this year, he says, but with the early warmth comes early misery.
It's been literally pollen in February.
For allergy sufferers, allergist Dr. Henry Fishman says.
It's already picked up with early pollination. And also precipitation, which we haven't had too much of, that leads to pollen.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A young boy died in a house fire in Lorton last night. It happened at a home on Arcade Street. Four adults got out with non-life-threatening injuries, but rescuers later found the boy's body inside. Fire officials say two family pets also died in that smoky fire. If you live in the district, you may soon have a better shot at getting a local government job.
Not all D.C. city employees live where they work, but Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to entice some people to do just that.
The Government Employee Residency Act will offer more incentives for people who become city employees.
Those incentives include things like a $10,000 student loan assistance program, and it would allow the city to quickly hire for some non-competitive jobs. HR Director Ventress Gibson.
We believe that these positions, which are sometimes hard to fill, are those that we have a critical need in.
The D.C. Council will have to approve the legislation before anything moves forward. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After 10 years atop the rankings, Maryland has now slipped to number 2 behind Massachusetts in the percentage of high school students who pass an advanced placement test. Last year, 30.4% of Maryland high schoolers passed. In Massachusetts, it was 31%. Almost half of high school graduates in Maryland took an AP test last year. Property taxes in Alexandria may be going up, and three city fees could rise too starting in July under the budget recommendation presented by the city manager. If it's adopted by the city council, the average homeowner's tax bill would go up around $200 a year. NASA won't say much ahead of a news conference later today, but they do say there is new information about planets orbiting stars other than our sun.
Called exoplanets, they've been known for almost 20 years, composed mostly of gas, similar to Jupiter. But others are similar to our own Earth, with a rocky surface. It's expected NASA could ID some specific exoplanets, suggesting there's common ground, literally, between what we have and what they have.
Correspondent Pat Piper. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,743, the NASDAQ at 5866. Sports, college basketball, George Mason loses, Virginia Tech wins. Hockey, the Caps take on the Flyers on the road tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic. traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here. And last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year. And that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman by designing, building, and installing their own super energy efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you, and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See atlanticguns.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Maryland 270 off to a pretty good start. A little bit of volume through Urbana and down to 109, but we're used to that. Beyond Clarksburg and down to the Beltway, still wide open trip. Here we come around the top side, starting right near New Hampshire Avenue, slowing towards Silver Spring on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We're okay outside of the Beltway. It's inside the Beltway where we're stop and go down past 410 Riverdale Road. Had an incident. Please tell me nothing is blocking, but definitely a distraction. In on 50 through Chevrolet, still a bit of volume to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Had a minor crash and again, quickly cleared. They're doing great work here this morning. No problems reported right now. Heading around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge. 66, just some of that volume in Manassas towards Centerville. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year this morning. This afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Herndon, 45 in Bethesda, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Lots is at stake for President Trump as his new travel ban is released this week. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian Wilson and Mary Walter.
And good morning.
Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Andrew McCarthy will join us to talk about immigration issues. There's so much going on. We'll do the same conversation with Mark Krikorian at 8:35. Now, along the way, we're going to talk to Maryland Delegate Dan Morum, who has a bill in the legislature over in Annapolis that would create a safe space for people who want to use illegal drugs where they can actually go, be safe, and actually have medical monitoring.
Yes.
Is that something you want in the in the state of Maryland? We'll talk to him at 8:05. And then we'll talk to a Daily Caller reporter who's been doing some reporting about a very interesting story on Capitol Hill where some IT people got fired, and it's raising a lot of eyebrows. I'm Brian Wilson, and she is Mary Walter.
Yes, and he is Alan Linden, this poor guy who had a 30-year gig at the Fergus Falls Daily Journal's Prairie Spy column.
Mm-hmm.
30 years at the Fergus Falls newspaper.
Well, I mean, that's a good run. If you're a journalist, you do something for 30 years.
30 years.
I would say that's impressive. That man had made it.
Unfortunately, he lost his job after 30 years because he used the F word.
Well, you can't use that word.
I know. He actually called someone fat.
Oh, that F word.
Yes, that F word.
I'm sorry, I wasn't following you.
And I'll tell you exactly what he did. Now, we don't have the column because it has been scrubbed. It's so offensive. It has been scrubbed. Like a national secret. So I'll tell you what. But is saying that someone's fat just a terrible, horrible thing now and worthy of being fired.
Well, and what was the circumstance, though?
Well, let me tell you, but using the F word, 888-630-9625, have we become so insanely sensitive that you cannot describe someone as fat? That is now body shaming. So here's what happened. He writes this column about a life and observations about life in Fergus Falls, which there must be a lot going on if he's done it for 30 years.
I imagine.
It was a piece, the controversial piece, was titled Taking Notice of the Size of People in Today's World.
Mm-hmm.
One part that leaked out was, have you noticed the size of people lately? I'm trying real hard here to not use the F word, fat. Not that other F word, although this one is bad enough. And he also talked about having to sit next to someone. I was on an airplane not too long ago. The one on my left was so big, I couldn't get the armrest down. If he didn't weigh 300 plus pounds, then I don't weigh 165 pounds. Oh my God! How dare he?
Yeah.
So the editorial board, they got so many complaints. The editorial board, he got fired, and they wrote an apology to the people of Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Where apparently there are a lot of fat people.
Yeah, apparently. And the last Friday, his column was about sitting next to a larger person on an airplane. In the column, he called the person fat and went on to describe a lack of sympathy for the man's weight issue. Not only did this offend many of our readers, it offended us. Bullying others is not okay. Body shaming is not okay. The list goes on and on, but you get the picture. Let's debate the issues, not make personal attacks on people. He never named the person. He doesn't know who this person was sitting next to him. He just merely described the person sitting next to him using facts.
So and using the word fat.
Is it so terrible so you can't call someone fat anymore? Fat is fat.
Well,
I was fat, so I get it. I've been there. Fat is fat.
Well, you don't look that way now.
I lost 60 pounds.
60 pounds. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I have
So
for
fat
breakfast.
Is fat. So having been there, I guess I have the right to call people fat if they are.
All right. So is it out
is
of
it
bounds
body
to
shaming?
Call fat? Is it body shaming? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. On this particular point, I think he's right.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I have an issue with how the airlines handle what they call, and their term for, they don't use the word fat. They call them COSs. If you're on an airplane and you hear a flight attendant refer to a COS, I ask one sometime, I said, what is a COS? I heard some flight attendants talking about a COS. He says, where did you hear that? I said, well, I just overheard a conversation. They said, that stands for customer of size.
Customer of size.
That's what it means. Customer of size. I went, customer of size. Yeah, big people. And I've said, okay. Now, here's the thing. A customer of size, if they buy a ticket and they can't put the cheeks in between the seats.
Right.
Then they are supposed to buy two seats.
Two seats, exactly.
That's right.
But they will squeeze it in.
But they will. So here's what happens. And I think he's absolutely right to call out the airlines on this. Here's what happens. It's up to the people at the gate to make the call or the flight attendant to make the call, but they don't want to have the controversy.
Right.
So they won't say
anything. They don't
anything.
Want a deal because...
And these people show up at the very last minute with their pre-printed boarding pass, and they show up at the last minute, and they walk on the plane at the very last minute, and they take up the middle seat, and all of a sudden... In the case that happened to me not too long ago, I find myself shoved out with half of my rear end sticking out in the aisle because I could not sit in my seat when this person was in the center seat.
I hear
and
you.
What I have learned since is if you pull the flight attendant over and you say, I'm sorry, but I paid for a seat and I can't sit in it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to shame the person.
Right.
Say, I can't sit in my seat. They have to do something about it.
Okay.
They are required to do something about it.
Yeah.
And but only if you make that point.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do that. It was a short flight, and I didn't want to I'd rock the boat. But going forward, literally, I'm going to call them over and say, you got to do something about this. I can't sit in my seat that I paid for.
Yeah.
And they have to either make that person get up and leave or take another another seat.
You know, as a smaller person now, mm-hmm. when we were talking about mass transit earlier, I'll sit, when I was living in the Northeast, I would sit on the train and you see these people come on and they're three across. The seats are three across or two. I would fluff up to try to make myself look bigger because they'll look for the skinny girl because they figure, oh, whew, I can spread out. And then I'm squished up into the corner because they've got a briefcase and they take up a seat and a half.
Well, I'm no small person, but mm-hmm. I can sit within the confines of my seat.
Right.
I absolutely can.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say? I mean, have we gotten to the point now where you can't call a fat person fat? 888-630-9625. How about John in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Yes, good morning. As I told the screener, I'm fat, and it's because I eat too much and don't get any exercise. And PC died on January 20th at noon. This guy should take legal action against these people. I mean, they could have killed his story if they wanted to, but they fired him after 30 years. It's an outrage.
Yeah, I think he's got a good lawsuit, quite frankly. I don't think you could.
Is it worth fighting the Fergus Falls Daily Journal over, really?
Do you want to stay
Do
there
you really?
After 30 years? Maybe, you know, sometimes when you hear a story like this, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, he really needs to retire, but we can't get him to retire. So, are they ginning something up against the guy? I mean, it doesn't seem right that he called somebody fat in a column, which is about opinion, and they fired the guy.
And he didn't even call the person. He doesn't know who the person is. He didn't name anybody. No. How did he shame somebody?
More of your calls straight ahead, 6:15 on WMAL.
And it is indeed 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, no large problems on 66, just some of that volume starting to form. Pretty normal backups in Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church. But it's getting 66 if you're coming out of New Baltimore and into Gainesville. We do have a crash. So anytime we lose a lane on 29, we're struggling here. Northbound 29 Lee Highway, right as you come up to Route 15, James Madison Highway, you're under police direction. Extra time needed for sure. Now let's get you around the Beltway topside with the volume in through Silver Spring. Nothing reported along the way though. And as you leave Greenbelt southbound, Baltimore Washington Parkway had an incident south of 410. Still had some activity on the shoulder. That's the focal point of those delays. And 14th Street Bridge, we had the broken down car. Now that had been cleared out of the travel lanes, but suddenly VDOT crews, they're moving the cameras around. Looks like we may have a brand new incident. Be careful if you're heading 395 north to the 14th Street Bridge. Incident, it is in the left lane. Looks like police are just coming up to the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today it's going to be overcast. Slight chance of a shower with highs around 65 tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Look for a high of 74. Beautiful, lovely degrees right now. Nation's capital, 47 degrees.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
When I'm going to the movies, I take up 7 rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat.
Yes, I was a fat. I was fat. I'll admit it. And I, just like Mike, that last caller, I ate too much and I didn't work out. Now, I understand some people do have genetic problems.
Yeah.
But they're a very, very, very small percentage of the population.
Right.
That does not account for the amount of obesity we have. So,
see, I'm 6'4". I'm tall.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that when I'm getting on a plane and I'm flying coach, that I have a choice here. I can fly coach and be uncomfortable, or I can go for business class or first class and be comfortable. And that's an economic decision that I make. But that's different. I'm imposing... I'm not invading anybody's space. I'm not invading anybody's space.
Your height isn't going to invade my space.
So they need to make an economic decision that says, I can't fit in one seat. So if I want to fly, I either got to go first class, where the seats are very lush and wide, or you got to pay for a second coach seat.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
And I agree, and I think it's only fair. Phil sent us a note and said we should call them portly.
Portly.
Do you remember when Sears used to have hefty boy jeans? Do you remember that? They used to have hefty boys.
What do you think I'm wearing? To the phone lines we go. Let's talk about the transportation side of this first. Nick in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Morning.
just so we can all be united in this, because I can't speak about the airlines or which one it was. But last year, I came up with this, got on coach, and this hefty, fat, overweight, whatever you want to call them, persons tried to squeeze in next to me. I complained, and the stewardess came over with a great solution. They moved that person up to first class.
And you were happy with that. Yeah, you should have gone to first class, but I mean, but you were okay with that, right?
Sure.
he should have, you know.
And by the way, the correct term is flight attendant. Just saying, Nick. If we're going to be politically,
was your problem with that
if you're going to be politically correct, it's okay to call somebody fat if they're fat, but you should have to call them flight attendants. Listen, let's make sure that we don't offend any flight attendants. Who else do we like here? How about Tom and Hampton? Because the other part of this is it's really about free speech and this guy getting fired. What do you say, Tom?
Just real quick on that. I mean, this all trends down the line of, you know, legality. They can only fire him for a, you know, something that's illegal against company policy. And in order for it to be against company policy, there has to be an injury, you know, to an aggrieved party for a lawsuit. Who's the aggrieved party? Like you guys have pointed out, there's no injured person. You can't even identify the person. So
yeah.
It's kind of terrible, and it does trend down the lines of, you know, it's the whole idea of this is to shut people down. You know, if you reach into the election part of this whole thing, it's the same idea. The reason why people didn't talk about Trump is because they've been gradually shut down in the free speech arena. It's been highly successful across the nation. This is just one more example of that in another way.
Yeah, it is, and within the House, yeah.
There's a distinct difference between bullying a kid and you know, a kid looking at them and going, well, you're a fatty, fatty, fat, fat, or whatever, and calling someone names. There is a difference between that and just noting in a column that anonymously that someone who sat next to you in a plane
was fat.
Is fat. There's a huge difference, and we're trying to conflate the two. It's just like, it's not the same.
You're exactly right. It would be wrong of a kid to say, you know, that kid is fat. Call him somebody a
fatty. Right, and call them names.
But to say generically, I sat next to a fat person on a plane,
right,
and it was uncomfortable. How is that? You didn't offend him. You didn't name them.
No, and I found another sentence from his column, because the column's been scrubbed. Hard to sell popcorn dripping with butter to people who can't already squeeze their big fat self into the seat. I guess at the movies.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're talking about. How about Eric in Colorado? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Eric?
Yeah, good morning, both of you. I fly Southwest. They'll give you a refund. I buy two seats. They'll give you a refund on your seat, on the second seat.
They will?
Yep, they will. That's why I fly.
If you're a customer of size, they will give you a refund on the second seat?
They want you to be comfortable, and so I just buy two seats wherever I go, and then when I'm done, if I'm in the middle or end of my trip, doesn't matter, they'll just refund your money.
So
that's their policy.
Wait, so for instance, let's just say like Brian, all right, because you're a tall guy, you want to be comfortable, you just buy two seats on Southwest,
yeah,
and when you get to the end, they'll only make you pay for one?
They'll give you a refund
that's
on
correct.
The
end. So they lose the money on that seat, though.
I'm 475 pounds, so I'm just used to it.
But
that's a losing money, because they could sell that seat to someone who would pay for it. It just makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, they're willing apparently to do that rather than have the fight, is what it sounds
God
like.
God bless them.
622 on WMAO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems, and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full-mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we have a crash on the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier, we had a broken down car. And I was so happy that was cleared without any delay. But now this crash, 395 North 14th Street Bridge, it's along the left side. Looks like they have it contained to one left lane block. But, you know, really be careful. Watch, because I'm looking in the cameras and I see a fire truck coming up to the scene right now. There's a VDOT crew there. But again, 395 on the 14th Street Bridge, potentially have more than just the left lane blocked here in just a moment. So patience as you come past the Pentagon and heading in toward downtown. Also, we have a crash in the Gainesville area on 29 northbound Lee Highway before you get to that light at Route 15 James Madison Highway under police direction. So those are two of our main incidents right now. Volume for you, top side of the Maryland Beltway, 270. That volume on the increase through Urbana and Hyattstown mostly. And to the Wilson Bridge, we're backing up near 210. 210 just signal light delays pushing toward the Beltway. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky. Temperatures already getting pretty close to the daytime highs this time of year. This morning, this afternoon, cloudy. There'll be a few showers around today, most of them light. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And at 6:26, we are at a balmy 47 degrees here in the nation's capital. It's cold. It's a little chilly up.
But it's going to be okay.
I know. All right, so this guy was fired after 30 years for fat shaming, allegedly. Now, the question was raised, why would they do it? Why would they fire this guy? Because he didn't attack anyone by name, and so the idea of a lawsuit. But apparently, they responded. Their readers responded and were outraged about this, and they've gotten positive response since letting him go. And I guess they're a small publication like the Ferguson Falls Daily Journal, I would think, has to please their readers.
Well, I have a theory. I think that one of the bosses was fat.
Really?
And I think they took offense to the column.
Now I want to know.
The size of the editor. Find pictures of the editor.
I've got to go to the Ferguson Falls Daily Journal.
This is my theory, is that you offended the editor. Huh. And you called when you attacked a fat person, you were attacking, I'm guessing, the editor. That's what I'm saying.
Daily Journal.
That's my theory. I'm gonna stick with it.
I'm going to find out during the break. Yeah. I'm going to find it.
But here's the thing. You know, they were wrong. They were absolutely wrong to fire this guy.
I agree.
If they had some real reason to fire him for that. But to call somebody generically fat, but not by name, is not...
It's an observation.
It's an observation. That's right. And I'm a big bone man. 6:28 on WMAL.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help.
Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Did you hear about the end of High Five Friday? Police officers come to school and give the kids a high five on the way in. One school system had to do away with this. We'll tell you why. Also, an exciting, interesting edition of Critter News. It's all straight ahead. 6:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland's ban on 45 types of assault weapons has been upheld by a federal appeals court, which calls them weapons of war and says they are not protected by the Second Amendment. Maryland banned those assault weapons in 2013 in response to the Sandy Hook school shootings. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed a bill that would have restricted funding for Planned Parenthood clinics. The bill from Republican Delegate Ben Klein would have prohibited the state health department from providing money to any entity that performs abortions not covered by Medicaid. The governor says the bill would have harmed tens of thousands of Virginians. Fairfax County fire investigators are looking for the cause of a house fire in Lorton last night that killed a young boy. Four adults in the home on Arcade Street got out with non-life-threatening injuries. New guidelines on immigration enforcement could make a majority of the nation's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants subject to deportation. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Everybody who is here illegally is subject to removal at any time, but the priority that the president has laid forward and the priority that ICE is putting forward through DHS's guidance is to make sure that the people who have committed a crime or pose a threat to our public safety are the priority of their efforts.
The president's expected to unveil his second travel ban executive order by the end of the week. Some people who have been blocked from Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's Facebook page recently are now quietly being unblocked after the ACLU threatened a lawsuit. Aides to the governor have blocked some 450 users for critical comments they've been leaving on the page. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,743, the NASDAQ at 5,866. Sports, college basketball, a win for Virginia Tech, a loss for George Mason. NHL, the Caps are on the road tonight to take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
There's a saying, this ain't my first rodeo, meaning you've been down this road before. It's familiar territory. We're starting that time of the year now where we've got cold mornings and furnaces have been running. And back when you first turned it on, you smelled that burning smell. You know the one I mean. The one that tells you, uh-oh, I should have called Snell Heating and Air for a furnace tune-up. Because you've heard me say that before. About what that smell means that there was dust on the heat exchanger. But hey, look, I'm not here to judge. There's still time for one of my stand-up guys from Snell to stop in for your annual furnace checkup. We'll get it up to speed for that long season ahead. Head and lick those little furnace problems before they become big expensive ones. And once it's tuned up, you can relax about safety risks, utility bills, and the price. Because a furnace tune-up from Snell is only $79. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
Call on the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air Conditioning. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park. Care.com, offering HomePay, a solution for nanny payroll, tax, and HR obligations. From automatic payments to preparing state and federal tax returns. Learn more at care.com/HomePay.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of activity on the 14th Street Bridge. Everybody stopped with the crash. They're trying to move it from the left shoulder. They did, so they're just releasing traffic here. The left lane gets by, and the police cruisers, VDOT crews, are starting to move as they get all the lanes open again right now on the 14th Street Bridge. But I know it's a little frustrating. Everyone was trying to get out of those lanes that were blocked, but now open, heavy delays near the Pentagon. Also, we're busy in Virginia, Stafford area, northbound 95. The accident before you get to 610 in the left lane. If you're trying to get over to I-95 and you're on 610 Garrisonville Road, multi-car crash on eastbound 610 before I-95. And the go north on 95 if you're heading in toward Gainesville, northbound on 29 Lee Highway before you get to 15 James Madison Highway for the incident. And DC, hold on here, southbound, we always have the delays, southbound on DC 295 heading toward the 11th Street Bridge, but we now have a crash northbound 295 at heading past East Capitol Street. Watch for fire and rescue responding. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast is in, and on this hump day, a lot of clouds around. May see a few showers this morning across the Beltway and areas south especially, and a slight chance of showers this afternoon all the way up to 65 degrees. Tonight only 52, fog late, fog tomorrow morning, then intervals of clouds and sunshine, a southwest breeze, even milder in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 45 in Manassas, 45 in Beltsville, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Care.com HomePay. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning on the Mall at AM 630.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk and to talk about immigration issues this morning with Andrew McCarthy. And that's going to be at 7:05. At 8:35, we'll pick up that same topic with Mark Krikorian. And 8:05 this morning, Maryland Delegate Dan Morham is going to be here to talk about a piece of legislation making its way through the state legislature that would provide a safe place for people who want to use illegal drugs. Daycare for drug users. Yes. That's just a bit of what's going to come up here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning, Brian. Oh, God. Lord.
You need to get used to this.
I've only had one cup of coffee, and no one told me about this. This is not in my contract.
Critter News is a certified fan favorite here.
No, I think it's a certified Brian favorite.
No, we have actually taken a poll on.
No, who's we?
Well,
answered my question.
To get to the long story, I didn't want to go there because I have a lot of Critter News here.
I'm sure you do.
But we had a free speech forum, and Larry asked the question, is it indeed a fan favorite? And every single person in the room raised their hands.
So it became a
certified fan favorite.
See, I figured the longer I do this, the less torture you're going to put the audience through.
No. In Critter News today, now remember we told you a while back about a Cheeto-colored alligator in South Carolina?
Yes.
This was an orange alligator.
Yes.
And people were mystified as to why, out of all of the alligators, there was this one that appeared to be sort of Cheeto or Cheeto-colored.
Donald Trump, I like to look.
Sort of like Donald Trump's hair.
Put a little wig on it.
And they couldn't figure it out Well, now, here's the interesting thing. That was in South Carolina. In North Carolina, they have had a spotting of another orange alligator.
How do we know it's not the same one?
It's not, because it's too far away. Alligators don't roam that far. And,
really?
They don't. No, they're very territorial. Huh. And you didn't know this about alligators. See, I know a lot about alligators. But anyway, they have found another one. Now, the theory is that somewhere there's a big, huge irrigation pipe that's made of steel.
That's big enough for alligators to be in North
get in there and use that as a den, and it's rusty. And they think that the rust color then rubs off on the alligator. But they say when the alligators shed their skin, it'll be green again. I didn't know that alligators shed their skin.
Well, there's clearly more than one pipe then, because if they're territorial and can't walk that far, then clearly there's more than
different
one pipe.
Different alligators, different pipes.
Could it be carrots?
No, it's not.
It could be carrots, because if you eat too many carrots, it turns your skin orange.
I don't think alligators have a particular affinity for carrots.
They could be very healthy.
All right, then when it comes to cats.
I love cats.
There was a...
Pussycat.
I love the song.
I love you. Yes.
Tom Jones.
I do.
Cats.
We, when you piss a cat, no.
Are you through?
Please
don't do that. We had a story a while back that said that cat parasites could make you crazy. You know, how many times have you heard the story about the crazy cat lady?
Well, toxoplasmosis.
That's right. And there was a parasite that cats carry.
Can carry.
That was thought to make people a little crazy with toxoplasmosis. The name of the critter that causes it, it's a little, Toxoplasma gondii is the little...
Don't bring Gandhi into this.
Yeah, well, apparently, it can make you crazy. And they're saying that, you know, that's where we get crazy cat lady, like Heather. Like that crazy... And I understand you're a crazy cat lady.
I am not crazy. I have three rescue cats. My husband and I have three rescue cats.
I appreciate that you rescued the cats, but if you have more than one cat, you're a crazy cat lady.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. The first one... We adopted Laverne and Shirley together, and Laverne died about 6 months later of pancreatic cancer. So we just had Shirley. And then we fostered Oliver, who had been run over by a car and his back legs had been crushed, and so we had to teach him how to walk again. And no one's going to adopt the physically handicapped cat. So we had Oliver. And then because Oliver and Grace didn't get along, Oliver and Shirley didn't get along a lot, we adopted a kitten who was feral, Grace, and Grace and Oliver play all the time.
And you don't think any of this is crazy.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Actually,
is that like having more than three kids?
That's very touching.
Thank you. And the oldest one, Shirley, is now on Prozac because she has mental health issues. She has anxiety issues.
I had a dog on Prozac once.
See? So you understand.
But anyway, apparently they're now saying, the long and short of it is, they don't believe that the cats will make you go crazy.
See, look at that. Was your dog on Prozac because he also peed in your pocketbook and your shoes?
No, my dog was on Prozac because he was disturbed.
Yeah, Shirley pees in my pocketbook.
Okay, that's not good.
No.
An eagle. We have eagle news.
I like eagles.
We got so much critter news, you just can't shake a stick at it. A D.C. eagle pair has laid the first egg of the season at the National Arboretum. This is the couple that raised two eaglets last year. The eagles are known as Freedom and Liberty, and they raised one eaglet in 2015. The new egg will be called DC-4 and was expected to hatch in 35 days, and there could be more eggs in that nest in the next few days, because after you lay one, there's usually a day or two pause, and then they lay another.
That poor woman. Dear Lord. And you can watch them on dceaglecam.org.
That's right.
And you can spend hours watching them.
Last year, we were on the air live as one of the eagles came out of their shell, and we reported it. I did a play-by-play.
Breaking news, literally.
Literally breaking news. The eggs were breaking. And here's another kind of critter, mosquitoes. We all hate mosquitoes, right?
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito.
Hey, I don't molest the mosquitoes, but they molest you.
You know this song?
This is The Doors.
Get
no
out.
Me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito.
You never heard that song. Okay.
No shocking.
60 people. They need 60 people to be bitten by mosquitoes.
Well, it's just called summer, isn't
it? Yeah, apparently, no, they want them to come in as they're testing the Zika virus. They need to do some kind of research about how your body reacts to mosquito saliva.
Okay.
And they
want
they need to study that.
Okay.
And stop it. Get it out of here. And apparently, they need 60 people to volunteer to be bitten. But would you volunteer to be bitten for mosquito for science?
I spend my summer trying not to be bitten.
Yeah. I know. No. And by the way, it's right up the street here.
Although
it's literally right up the street. You can make some extra money on this.
I was just going to say, Brian, if you're so interested in critter news,
no.
I think you should donate your body to science here.
Well, here's my thing.
In the interest of critters, I think this should be a bit. I think you should.
I think that given the fact that I know and I've learned in the last couple of days that you're incredibly cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much money can I make for
you
this?
You can make some money on
how much?
This. I don't know, but it's over at Bethesda, and it's just up the street.
Do I have to drive?
Yeah.
No, I'm not burning gas. Forget it.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 800-404-2219 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-404-2219 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-404-2219. That's 800-404-2219 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And it got a little bit better here on the 14th Street Bridge now that all lanes have been reopened. But the overall picture for your 395 trip will be Beltway and through Landmark and again from the Pentagon across the bridge. That was our second incident of the morning. Gone. Let's not go for three. On the George Washington Parkway, because of those delays on the 14th Street Bridge, you're slowing to merge into the backups. DC 295 each direction, slowing past East Capitol Street. Have a crash northbound 295, so it's an unusual backup heading up toward East Capitol Street and Benning Road. The crash was in the center of the roadway. Nothing to report on the Beltway Maryland topside. It's just the volume to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia Beltway, you're off to a good start and trying to push through Gainesville or into Gainesville. The crash northbound 29 as you come up to 15. Still some activity there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast is in, and on this hump day, a lot of clouds around. May see a few showers this morning across the Beltway and areas south especially. And a slight chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65 degrees. Tonight, only 52. Fog late. Fog tomorrow morning, then intervals clouds and sunshine. A southwest breeze, even milder in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And at 647, it is 47 degrees in the nation's capital.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the thong song. I was letting that play there, Brian, because I want to educate you. That is Cisco. I didn't know if you recognize that song. It was a big hit in the 90s.
Okay.
You have no clue.
I have a hole of musical knowledge.
Yeah,
in the
90s. It's okay. I get that because that's not really my kind of, that's not my jam either.
That's not your jam?
That's not my jam.
Okay.
Cisco, who spells his name, believe it, S-I-S-Q-O with that over the O.
Okay.
An emphasis.
An umlaut or something?
Yeah. No, the umlaut is German. It's okay. An accent mark, like a French thing over the top.
Okay.
Well, so there's apparently an imposter who looks like Cisco, but I have to tell you, I'm looking at the pictures. The fake Cisco's name is reportedly Gavin Barnes, and he'll wear the same outfit that Cisco wears. Cisco has like a Versace suit, and he has certain things that he wears, a very distinct style. And this guy will dress the same as Cisco, and he's a black guy with blonde hair, so okay. And he goes around in New York and passes himself off as Cisco. So he's getting into things like Fashion Week and getting all the perks associated with Fashion Week because they don't know that it's not Cisco. Mm. But if you look at the pictures, it's pretty obvious it's not Cisco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's just famous enough that people know the name but don't really know what he looks like.
If this guy came up to me at a door, or you, I'm sure we would look at him and go, I'm sorry, who are you? We would have no idea who
that's
he
right.
is.
Well, that's
now, if he said Cisco, it would ring in my brain. But now, Cisco is actually reportedly considering legal action against this guy for going around impersonating him. I can't blame him.
It's his persona.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
If somebody went around impersonating me, I would
Well, nobody can pull that
Well,
off.
I know. That would be an impossible task. But I would be upset. I would bring lawsuit. Absolutely. Don't go out there and put yourself after being Brian Wilson. There's only one Brian Wilson. Just like there's only one.
Well, apparently not on that one. But.
Well, no, there are a lot of Brian Wilsons. Yeah.
You're the sober one.
But there's only one Brian Wilson on WMAL.
That's right.
Just like there's only one Chris Plant.
That is very true. There's now only one Mary Walter.
That's right.
So there you go.
All right.
We've got more coming up. Oh, high fives. Coming
high
up. Yes, we'll tell you who's not high-fiving anymore. That's coming up at WMAL.
It's 6:50.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit. Using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology, your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Another day, another $10,000. $10,000 in free slots play, that is, which someone just won playing the new member game at MGM National Harbor, where you're guaranteed to win between $10,000 and $10,000 in free slots play just for signing up. Yep, just another day.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Decision makers.
Let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Now, breaking news from
And let's see how your money is doing. Let's check in with John Lesher at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. The futures are falling as oil prices pull back, but the minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting could get stocks back on track. The Fed will release the minutes of its January policy meeting today. They might provide new clues about the central bank's views on interest rates. Fed Chief Janet Yellen indicated last week the Fed is likely to speed up the pace of rate hikes if the job market remains healthy and inflation stays on track. On the economic calendar, it's expected that existing home sales rose 1% in January after declining 3% in December. But falling inventory, rising prices, and higher mortgage rates are still key challenges to stronger sales activity. And we'll also get the latest number on weekly mortgage applications, which have been falling with home prices rising. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten, and while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that, like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading to the Wilson Bridge, your backup's almost back near Route 5. Once you exit off of the Beltway, if you're going 295 northbound, have an incident that was just reported near the Naval Research Lab, so heads up in that stretch. Let's go on to DC 295 beyond that northbound, the crash at Benning Road. That's been cleared, and that unusual northbound delay, stick with it because it's just about cleared out. Southbound, out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, you're heavy off and on the brakes down toward Route 4, just that normal volume and a little bit of rubbernecking from that earlier crash. And on the 14th Street Bridge, they cleared that crash from the left lane, very slow for our 395 commuters. Trying to get up to 66 in the Gainesville area, tough. North on 29, it's been a slow go. 29 Lee Highway before you get to 15 James Madison Highway, still with the crash under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be in the mid-60s, and if you think that's warm, even warmer tomorrow. Maybe some record warmth coming in. Clouds are in, a few showers this morning, chance of showers this afternoon, all the way up to 65. Tonight, dense fog rolls in later, 52. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, then a mixture of clouds and sunshine. A very warm day at 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And it is 47 degrees still in the nation's capital.
Yeah, that's about it. Usually doesn't move much at this time of morning.
Not this time of year either.
Yeah, that's right.
So, police department had this really nice tradition, Brian.
I love a story. I love the tradition. I hate what has happened here.
Yeah, the cops used to come to this elementary school in Massachusetts, in Northampton, Massachusetts, and on Fridays, the kids when they were leaving the school would high-five a cop.
That's right. You come in the door, you high-five a cop.
Yeah.
Hey, and it was just a nice, friendly community policing thing to do.
Right, to let the kids know the cops are your friends, like we were always taught when we were children. But they're discontinuing it now.
Why?
Because we don't want to offend illegal children, excuse me, undocumented children, because they might feel uncomfortable by the mere seeing a police officer, so no one can do it now.
So hold on. I mean, because what we've been told is then the official policy from the Trump administration mm-hmm. is that the Dreamers are going to be unaffected by all this.
Right.
So these are Dreamers, right?
And how do we know which children are illegal and which aren't? They're not wearing a big sign, are they?
And didn't we also, weren't we told by community leaders here in D.C. and elsewhere that we want to make sure that the law enforcement community, lets people know that they can come to them with their problems, even if they are here, illegally.
Right.
They should be able to come to the police if they have problems and talk about their crime issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is wrong with this idea? Number one, you're letting the young children coming in the door know, whether they are legal or undocumented, that police officers are your friends. And that seems to be a good message, no matter whether or not, in this situation, whether you are a legal citizen of this country or you're an undocumented child or a dreamer, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate this. And
I agree.
And this is the left putting together, and trying to be an activist and trying to make a point.
Yep.
You're scaring the children with your policies, Mr. Trump. That's what this is really all about.
This has nothing
to do with the police officers. This has everything to do about making a point that the president is scaring the small children.
But I think it also has a little bit to do with the police officers, because it's the left's narrative that police are bad. And they're scary, and they're going to harm you and do something terrible.
Yeah, I really hate this. I wish that they would reinstate it. And I think we should have a similar program at schools all around the country.
I agree. I think it's wonderful. I know a school where the police officers do a barbecue for the kids at the end of the year to welcome summer.
Mm.
Love it.
Barbecue. It's 6:59 on WMAL. Listen, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Andrew McCarthy about a whole host of immigration issues that are on the table being discussed right now. And millennials, are they the most narcissistic generation? And why is that the case,
mm-hmm.
if indeed it's true? We'll talk to you about that coming up in the next hour, 7 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.